Today I will tell you about a tool we've developed to allow Kubernetes users to import virtual machines from OVIRT or VMware to KubeVirt. My name is Jakub John and I'm a senior software engineer at Red Hat. I'm one of the VME port operator developers. I'm a seasoned Java developer and baby Go developer. In my free time, I'm a Polish Java User Group co-leader and GeekOn conference co-founder and co-organizer. The agenda for the presentation is as follows. For starters, to establish context, I will explain a few keywords that I will be using throughout the presentation. Next, I will talk about the Operator SDK and how it can be used to build Kubernetes applications in Go. That will be followed by a demo. After the demo, I will explain what the Virtual Machine Import Operator is and how it can be used. I will demo an actual virtual machine import from OVIRT to KubeVirt. Having a basic understanding of the Operator SDK function will help in understanding how we used it to build the virtual machine import operator. After all of that, I will move to a short summary. Without further ado, let's move to the keywords, starting with OVIRT, which is an open source distributed virtualization solution designed to manage enterprise infrastructure. OVIRT manages KVM-based virtual machines. KubeVirt. It's an open source technology that allows KVM virtual machines to be run as Kubernetes pods. CDI, Containerized Data Importer, is a service designed to import virtual machine images for use with KubeVirt. CR stands for Custom Resource, and that's an object that extends the Kubernetes API. CRD is Custom Resource Definition, and that's a description of a custom data model in Kubernetes. Controllers are programs that observe the state of the cluster and make sure it is in a desired state. Operator is a piece of software that is capable of managing stateful applications or processes in Kubernetes. Piece of software that automates work that otherwise would have to be performed manually by a human operator on a system. For example, database deployment and configuration, upgrade. Operator is a specialized controller focused on its own CRD. Hyperconverged Cluster Operator is responsible for deploying and controlling KubeVirt and several related operators. Let's talk about the Operator SDK first. Operator Framework is a CNCF incubating project, and it is built upon three pillars. Operator SDK, which is a development kit for building Kubernetes applications. It provides high-level APIs, useful abstractions, and project scaffolding. Second, Operator Lifecycle Manager, that facilitates management of operators on a Kubernetes cluster. And the last one, Operator Hub, which is a place for sharing operators. Operator SDK hides Kubernetes-related complexity, especially one related to objects management, access, and monitoring. The SDK provides robust scaffolding that can prepare a working operator that only needs to be updated with resources definition and domain-specific logic in gaps left in the code. No need to dig into infrastructural code until it is really needed. The logic encapsulated within an operator is executed in a reconciliation loop that starts when there is a change to an observed resource. The responsibility of that code is to find out what changed and what is the new desired state of a managed resource. Perform actions to move the managed resource towards the desired state, and finally break the reconciliation cycle when the resources are at the desired state. Use case of an operator would be managing lifecycle of a system comprising of multiple interconnected subsystems. Let's imagine a system of two multi-instance applications communicating through some messaging system and one of them using a database. It could be deployed on different kinds of infrastructure and managed manually by a human operator equipped with tons of automation scripts. The system is about to be migrated to Kubernetes. So it can look like that and be manageable. One option is to modify existing scripts and still execute them manually, or create a software operator that can perform any operations human operator executed. For example, creating deployments with images in desired version and numbers of instances, plugging in storage for DB and messaging, letting the applications know about each other, making upgrades of the components, you name it. Having discussed the purpose of the operator's decay, let's see what is actually needed to create an operator with it. First, we need to bootstrap the project. Next, we need to generate API code and update it with our domain-specific details. Afterwards, when the data model is ready, we need to generate manifests that make the operator usable in a Kubernetes cluster. The actual logic behind processing our CR needs to be implemented in a designated place in the generated code. The last thing left to do it is to run it. Let's have a go at a demo. Let's create a directory for our project, EcoOperator. Inside that directory, let's execute operator SDK init command, providing domain that will be used as the name of a group of our resources and repo that will be used as the name of our Go module. After operator SDK does its thing, we'll move to IDE to have a look at the generated code. There we go, we've got makefile that we can use to build our project and execute other tasks. We've got main Go file, that is the entry point for the application. We've got Go mod file, which defines dependencies. We've got Docker file for our images.